Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, family? What's going on? It's your boy, Minister Bernard Marrow, back on PKN Radio. Grateful and excited that it's another beautiful, blessed day that God, the only true living God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, has truly blessed us to see. Hey, it's another broadcast of the By Faith Be Good podcast and radio show. An hour of faith-building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all of God's children closer to him. I'm excited that it's the 1,663rd episode here on Purpose Kingdom Network, the broadcast. And we are grateful for all the great things God is doing here on Purpose Kingdom Network. Shout out to all of my Purpose Kingdom Network family. Shout out to all of God's messengers. I love y'all. Can't wait to see y'all in person. Hallelujah. And so check it out, family. There is a word from the Lord tonight, and I'm so grateful God chose me to give it to you. I do not take this moment for granted. I do not take it lightly. I am going to give to you what God gave to me. Shout out to Elder Les and Elder Juanita. God bless you. I love you both so much. Hallelujah. God is so good. Grateful that we're reconnecting on tonight. And so, family, there's a word from the Lord tonight. We're in this new series titled Keep Your Faith in Motion. And tonight we are in part three of this series. Now, once again, I don't know how long this series is going to go. You know, when we were in Things That Contaminate Your Faith, when we were in that series, God led us through a 10-part series. And I'm grateful. So now we're on part three, and once again, I'm not going to let this go until God tells me otherwise. And so we're going to get right into it. It's 2 minutes after the hour, and I want to make sure that I give you everything that the Lord gave me to pour into you tonight. Shout out to all of my Facebook family. We are streaming live tonight. Shout out to all of my Instagram family. We are streaming live tonight. So we are this word is going forth over the airways, on the radios, throughout the apps, online, those who are tuning into the podcast. And it is also going forth via live stream. Can I give right quickly one special shout out to all of my JBS family? My Joseph Business School family, shout out to all of my classmates, shout out to all of our teachers, and shout out to Dr. Bill Winston. Shout out to my pastors, Pastor John and Kisha Coleman and the Kingdom Church International Ministries, Empower People Church, where empowered people empower people. To God be all the glory. And so let's get into it. I'm going to go ahead and pray. I'm going to pray, and we're going to get right into the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. We thank you, God. We bless your name. We honor you. We adore you. We exalt you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for all you're doing. Thank you for all that you will do. We come together tonight to give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. We come together tonight so that Matthew chapter 18 and verse 19 and 20 will manifest in the name of Jesus. Your word says, God, in Matthew chapter 18, verses 19 and 20, when two touch and agree, when two people come into agreement for what they pray for in your name, your Father in heaven will do it. But also verse 20 says, when two or three are gathered in your name, There you are in the midst. And I believe, God, that we are together more than threefold. And so your word is manifesting tonight. You are with us. You are in our midst. And we decree and declare, have your way, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Set the atmosphere wherever your children are. Be in the midst of every home. Be in the midst of every job. Be in the midst of every community. Wherever your children are, be in the midst of every plane, train, bus, truck, car, wherever your children are, let your love and your presence be felt. Bless your word that it go forth boldly, that it'll be a blessing unto your children, that we install it, live by it, and share with others. We thank you that you will give us godly wisdom, not worldly wisdom, but your wisdom, godly wisdom, spiritual knowledge, understanding, and revelation through your word that we can apply to our lives. In the name of Jesus, have your way tonight, Holy Spirit. Speak through me. Speak for me. Take over. Have your way in the name of Jesus. I pray that someone will rise tonight, God, and ask the most important question they can ask. What must they do to be saved? And that they will make the greatest decision that they will ever make in their lives. Because no other decision is greater than the decision to accept Jesus Christ into their heart. And so we pray, God, that you be glorified through it all. As we lift up your name, Jesus, you'll draw all under the sound of my voice unto you. Your word says, let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. So we come together tonight and say, and so it is. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Let's give God some praise tonight. Let's give God some praise tonight. So check it out, family. We are in First Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1 tonight. All right? Now, I know there's so many different scriptures that we can get into when it comes to keeping your faith in motion. And I'm going to follow the Holy Spirit throughout this new series. And the word that God gives me is the word that we're going to receive, the word that's going to go forth. I'm grateful and glad that God's word will never return unto him void, but it will prosper wherever it is sent. I'm so glad, hallelujah, that God is so gracious, so merciful. His loving kindness. Come on, thank God for his favor. God is so good, y'all, and I'm glad about it. So tonight, we're in part 3 of this series titled Keep Your Faith in Motion. And tonight, we're going to focus on 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. 1 Timothy and verse 1. And I believe that we have enough time. It's 8 minutes after the hour. And I believe we have enough time to receive, thus saith the Lord. Now, I'm going to read this verse in the King James Version, and I'm also going to read it in the New Living Translation. All right? I'm going to read it in the King James Version, and then I'm going to read it in the New Living Translation. Glory to God. And so the word of the Lord says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly. In the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, doctrines of devils. This is the word of God. I'm going to read the King James Version one more time, then I'm going to read the New Living Translation, and we're going to get into it. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. King James Version, the word of the Lord says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now let's get into the New Living Translation. The word of the Lord says, now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times some will turn away from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. This is the word of the Lord. May God add a blessing to the reading and hearing of his holy and blessed word as we take it into heart and we're getting ready to get into it. Let's go. So check it out, family. Throughout the New Testament, we are urgently warned of false teachers, deceitful spirits, and doctrines of demons. Indeed, satanic attacks on the people of God are evident throughout the entire Word of God. Can I say that again? Indeed, satanic attacks on the people of God are evident throughout the entire Word of God. Even in Hebrews chapter 11, there's a list of numerous people of faith and the terrible ways that many were treated in the Old Testament times. And so here in Paul's letter to Timothy, we are similarly warned by the Spirit of God that in the last days, some will fall away from the faith because they gave heed to false teachers, deceitful spirits, and doctrines of demons. Family, is there anybody out there tonight that will declare, I'll keep the faith? Hey, I'll keep my faith in who God is. I'll keep my faith in God's word. Come on, is there anybody out there tonight? I feel like preaching tonight. I'm going to say it how I feel it. Is there anybody out there tonight that will declare, I won't give up, but I'll stay committed? Come on, I won't give up, but I'll stay committed to God. No matter the hardships, no matter the trials, no matter the temptation, no matter the struggles, no matter the tough times, no matter the chaos in the world, no matter what's happening in the news reports, no matter the personal opinions of others, no matter how I feel, no matter who did me wrong, no matter who talked about me, no matter what the enemy tries, is there anybody out there tonight that will decree and declare, I will never give up, but I'll stay committed, I'll keep my faith in motion? Because when my faith is in motion, God's word is working. Because when my faith is in motion, I'm covered. Because when my faith is in motion, I'm victorious. Because when my faith is in motion, I'm an overcomer. Because when my faith is in motion, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm more than a conqueror through Jesus who loves me unconditionally at all times. I can overcome every obstacle. I can press through every challenge. I can succeed and accomplish every goal set. I'm called. I'm anointed. I'm created to win. I'm a child of the Most High God with no limitations. And I stand firm on the word of God to know that when I submit to God and resist the devil, he has to flee. In Jesus' name, I'm here tonight to let somebody know you ought to keep your faith. And so, family, guarding the truth of the glorious gospel of God's grace, the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, is as important today as it has ever been. And so God's people need to know how to conduct themselves, how to conduct ourselves in this fallen world system, and how to protect ourselves from all forms of evilness. Spirit explicitly says, the Holy Spirit, that is, he says that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Oh, I've come to remind somebody tonight, God is not the author of confusion. God will never lead you astray. God, he's faithful and true. God, he will always lead you in the right direction. And that's why God has given us the Holy Spirit, so that we won't be deceived, so that we won't be tricked, so that we won't be lied to. That's why we have the Holy Spirit, so that he can sharpen our discernment, so that we're not deceived, so that we're not taken advantage of, so people can't get over on us, so that nobody can lie to us, so that we are not unaware, but we are fully aware of what's happening around us, what's happening in our environment, and what needs to be done, and how we need to press forward. Jesus himself, he warns of false Christ, of the Antichrist. He warns of false teachers, false prophets who would arise in the end times, showing false signs and lying wonders in order to lead others astray. Come on, you can be deceived just by what's happening in this world, from the simple fact that things look chaotic, murders and violence and gun violence and robberies and things that are happening in this earth. You can be deceived as if God is not in control. You can be deceived as if God is not with you. You can be in a position where you allow yourself to be discouraged and you allow what you see to dictate what you believe. But I'm here to encourage you tonight. You ought to flip that thing and not allow what you see to dictate what you believe, but to be fully assured that God is God. His word is true. No other help we know but the help that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. No teacher, no false teacher, no false prophet. Nobody can deceive me. Nobody can lead me astray. Nobody can lead me in the wrong direction, because I've got the Holy Spirit. I've got the word of God, and anything God wants me to receive, he confirms. Hey, so I thank God for his word being our foundation, a foundation that will never be shaken. This is why, and we're going to get into it tonight, this is why he said in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, you got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Don't you dare be out here trying to be in your own strength. Don't you dare be out here trying to handle situations in your own strength. Don't you dare be out here trying to figure out situations leaning to your own understanding. You ought to depend on God. You ought to spend time with him. You ought to get into the word of God. You ought to go to him in prayer. You ought to worship him in spirit and in truth. You ought to seek God. You ought to position yourself, take heed to the leading of the Holy Spirit, so that there's no deception. Peter warned of scoffers who would come in these last days, following after their own lusts, mocking believers about the promised return of Jesus Christ for his saints, for his children. And here, the very Spirit of God himself explicitly warns of this approaching deception and these tricks, tactics of the enemy. So, these last days of this dispensation, listen, we ourselves are witnesses to the increasing deception and things that are happening in the spirit realm. The body of Christ, as the days become darker, looking on what's taking place in this world naturally. Grow men. We got men out here growing more evil, false teachers out here, false doctrines out here of demons. Listen, things that are not like God, ways that people are following and allowing to be a part of their lifestyle that God didn't approve or assign. Listen, I'm not here to encourage you to be religious. I'm here to encourage you in your relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm here so that you will feed your faith with the word of God. I'm here so that you will keep your faith in motion. I'm here so that you will draw near to God and not get caught up in the world system. I'm here so that you are tapped into the leading of the Holy Spirit so no one can mislead you. No one can deceive you. I'm here to feed your faith. I'm here to encourage you, to inspire you, that it's only by faith that you will make it. It's only by faith that you will overcome. It's only by faith. It's only by, you ought to say that to yourself. Tell somebody that's in the room. Write it down. It's only by faith. Word for another time, but it's only by faith God's word is manifesting in our life. Hallelujah. 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 God is so good. And so, family, this sorry state of affairs has a twin-pronged assault. Satan and his demonic principalities and powers, which I believe he has no power, he only has influence, are the enemies of our soul. They prowl around like roaring lions, seeking whom they may devour. Indeed, they will often present themselves as angels of light in order to infiltrate the church, in order to deceive the body of Christ and cause God's children to become unfruitful and spiritually impotent. Well, family, I'm here tonight to encourage you. Don't find yourself too frequently being off guard by leaving your first love for the enticements of the world and the appetites of the flesh. Yeah, that's right. Don't find yourself being caught up and off guard, leaving your first love, which your first love should be God, because you've got a revelation of who he is, because you've gotten to know him for yourself, because he's shown himself mighty on your behalf. He's done things for you. He's worked out situations. He's healed you. He's delivered you. He's restored. He's made you whole. He's provided and supplied your every need. He's provided ways of escape in a time of trouble. He has always been a very present help. I'm talking about the moment where you first found out what love is. Come on. What love, how to love, how to be loved, what the true meaning of love. When you first experience God being love, I'm talking about love that has stability. I'm talking about the love of God. I'm not talking about that love that some say they love you one moment and say something else about you the next behind your back. See, God don't lie. People do. So I'm here tonight to let you know it's God that you need to depend on. It's God's word that needs to be your foundation. Unless we are vigilant in the spirit realm, we can find ourselves walking in the counsel of the ungodly, standing in the way of the sinners, and drinking from the broken systems, taking part in the broken systems of the world. Without due care, we can find ourselves caught up in situations that God didn't intend for us to be caught up in. When you take heed to deception, to being deceived, when you're following the wrong teachers, the wrong prophets, when you're following the wrong and living according to the wrong word that is not the word of God, when you allow spiritual wickedness and evilness and your feelings and your emotions to dictate how you live and how you move, listen, this is what you do. You neglect your spiritual growth. You neglect Christ, neglect promises for your life, God's plan for your life. God says his plan is to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope and a future, to give you an expected end. And you can't allow yourself to be deceived. What you got to do, you got to keep your faith in motion. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, the word of the Lord says, his word is at work in those who believe. So when your faith is in motion, God's word is working. Yeah, hallelujah. So family, how important, therefore, it is in these last days, how important it is, here we go, how important it is, we was in this all this week, and we're getting ready to get into it now. Thank you, Lord. How important it is to put on the whole armor of God, to stand fast in the faith, to persevere in tribulation, to be vigilant in prayer, and steadfast in praise with thanksgiving. Hey, for the Spirit, Holy Spirit, he explicitly says that in the latter times, some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of devils, of demons. And so the enemy wants to deceive you. The enemy wants to distract you. The enemy don't have power, but he has influence. And this is why you need a prayer life. This is why God's word needs to be your foundation. This is why moments where you feel discouraged, you need to begin to give God praise. You need to begin to worship him in spirit and in truth. The word of the Lord in Romans 10 and 13 says, for whosoever shall calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is the word of God. I've got good news for you tonight. Not only shall your soul be saved, but you shall be saved out of depression. You shall be saved out of anxiety. You shall be saved out of frustration. You shall be saved out of every struggle. You shall be saved out of lack. You shall be saved from every plot, every attack of the enemy. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. No matter where you are, no matter what's happening around you, you got to break out of how you feel. Call on the name of the Lord so that you can get what you need. Because whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Things change when you call on the name of Jesus. Your strength is renewed when you call on the name of Jesus. Demons tremble when you call on the name of Jesus. Satan runs away when you call on the name of Jesus. Oh, the heaviness, the pressure lifts, disappears, dissolves when you call on the name of Jesus. There's a calm that takes place when you call on the name of Jesus. God, being the God of all comfort, comforts you when you call on the name of Jesus. Don't worry about how it looks. Don't try to figure it out. Don't get caught up in your feelings. Let the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your heart and mind through his son, Jesus Christ. There's situations you don't know how you made it out of it. There's situations you don't know how you didn't lose your mind. There's situations you don't know how you made it this far. That's because the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind through his son, Jesus Christ. Somebody shout, God is a keeper. Somebody shout, God is a sustainer. I don't know how I made it. All I know is that I'm here, and I'm here by the grace of God because he kept my mind. He kept me from losing it. He kept me from going crazy. He kept me from giving up. The joy of the Lord has been my strength. Come on, you ought to keep your faith. Are y'all receiving this tonight? I know I'm preaching. I'm not boasting. I'm just saying. I know I'm yelling. I know I'm excited. Listen, if I had a B3, I'd probably hoot. But I'm just telling you tonight that you got to keep your faith in motion. This is why, family, you got to remain strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now we're going to get into this, hallelujah, in this chapter of Ephesians. Paul gives us a wonderful overview of our position in Christ and the riches of God's grace that has been poured out on all who are in Christ Jesus. But also in this chapter, he doesn't want us to forget that even though we have heavenly privileges, we are living in the earth and engaged in an ongoing spiritual battle. This connects us back to 1 Timothy 4:1. Don't allow yourself to be deceived by spiritual wickedness, by spirits, demonic spirits that will deceive you, by false teachers, by the wrong influence. And so through it all, family, God's protection and guidance by faith, you can conquer your fears with a life full of purpose and determination. Even though we're in a spiritual battle, because of God's protection and grace, by faith, you can conquer your fears. You can bind those demonic spirits and live a life full of purpose and determination. So as I've shared with you all, those who engage with me in the morning, text message, inspiration, and encouragement, even the daily post on social media that's posted every day, Monday through Friday, I'll share with you all this week, you know, as soldiers of Christ, we are to arise and be strong in the Lord and not to rely on ourselves. As members of God's family, we are to stand firm in the power of his might, of the Lord's might, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Here it is, and not take courage in our own strength. The children of God benefits, heavenly blessings that is without limit, ours, Jesus Christ. True believer soon realizes that we are living in a world in which we are engaged in a war. Not a conflict fought with fleshly weapons, but a conflict, a spiritual war that is fought in the spirit realm. Requires a heavenly power from above, which requires strength that is outside of our human capability. I'm talking about power that only comes from the Lord. Our own strength, we are no match of the enemy, the cruel strategies of the enemy. That old serpent, which is called the devil, Satan. But he has no power when we are in faith. But because of who Jesus Christ is and what he's done, we can be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. It is only when we are positioned that we feel like you can't move forward. You feel as though you're weak. You feel that there are inabilities, ineffectiveness. You can look to the Lord for the strength that you need. For God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world, this is the word of God, to confound the mighty. For only when we recognize our weakness and die to ourselves, strong in the Lord, power of his might. So check it out. I want to read Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11, 18. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 to 18. And I'm going to read this in the King James Version. The word of the Lord says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Verse 13, wherefore, here it is, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Here it is, verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all. See verse 18 in the New Living Translation. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Here it is. Stay alert, consistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Now let's get into it. I'm going to break down this armor of God, what it means, how to apply it. And then I'm going to bless you tonight when it comes to having a prayer life. So family, there are some people who don't realize that the Lord has given us battle gear. Some battle gear to wear when we received him, our Lord and personal Savior. And if you don't know the Lord tonight, there's some battle gear the Lord will make available to you, receive him as your Lord and personal Savior. See, Paul begins by challenging believers to put on the whole armor of God. In this armor, six pieces. But tonight the Lord has blessed me with to add a seventh piece. Hallelujah. And the seventh piece is prayer. Hallelujah. And the number seven represents the number of completion. And the Lord's saying to you tonight, if you just go to him in prayer, make your request known, what you've been waiting on shall be completed. The word of the Lord shall be manifested in your life tonight. Let's get into this armor. So the belt of truth. Of truth. It represents the true spoken word over us by our Heavenly Father. Directly confronts the lies that the enemy tries to implement to get the children of God to believe. When we wear the belt of truth regularly, standing confident that God's words us reign supreme and that no lie of the enemy will flourish in our hearts or our minds. We can be strengthened by God's truth and resolve to live in his truth. You got God's word as your foundation. You can't be deceived. When you got the Holy Spirit, you cannot be deceived. You cannot be lied to. The belt of truth. You do it by speaking God's word. You do it by meditating on God's word. You do it by having God's word in your heart. God's word established in your core, in your spirit man, your spirit woman. Filtering, allowing God's word to filter your heart. Get rid of the jealousy. Get rid of the hatred. Get rid of the division. Get rid of the strife. Stop being malicious. Get rid of anything that is not like God. Put on the belt of truth. Place righteousness made right before God through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. When Jesus died on the cross, our sins were washed away. He cleansed us and made us free. Therefore, we have the confidence of being right before God. To be righteous is to have a right relationship with God. Hallelujah. So when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there's no more guilt. Bound to your past. It doesn't matter the mistakes. It doesn't matter the lifestyle you used to live, the things you used to do, the places you used to go, the people you used to hang around. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. God called Abraham righteous because of his faith. You got to keep your faith in motion so that you can take ownership of who you are. Jesus Christ. seek Shad with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We're going to break these pieces down tonight. As believers, we should be ready for all circumstances that might come our way, knowing that through Christ, we'll always be taken care of. He gives us his peace that passeth all understanding, and will keep our hearts and minds through his son, Jesus Christ. Why? Because no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. You belong to God. Come on. You're unstoppable. You're unshakable. You're unbreakable. This is why you got to keep your faith in motion. Don't allow your faith to waver. Don't allow your faith to fall away. Feed just the word of God. Even if you got mustard seed faith, you're supposed to take that mustard seed faith, plant it in the word of God so that your faith will increase, so that your faith will evolve, so that your faith will grow stronger. The next piece of the whole armor of God is the shield of faith. Shield of faith. Can I bless you tonight? The shield of faith is not just a frontward shield. It's not just a shield that covers your front. The shield of faith is all around you. Come on. In the word of the Lord, come on. You got angels surrounding you. The shield of faith, you are surrounded with God's providence, God's divine protection. The shield of faith, which extinguishes all of the flaming arrows of the evil one, the enemy, and allows us to stand our ground in the midst of any spiritual attack. The enemy desires our demise, but God has given us the ability to fend off his attempt to destroy our lives. Ah, when you got the word of God, you got the shield of faith. This is why you can't drown in your feelings or your emotions, because the devil knows when you're in faith, he can't touch you. And your feelings, I tell y'all all the time, faith and your feelings cannot coexist. When you're in your feelings, you're not in faith. And when you're not in faith, you're not covered. But God's word is at work in those who believe. You got to keep your faith in motion. The enemy knows he cannot touch your relationship with God. He cannot kill who God has ordained to live. The devil knows that he can't come against you when you have God's word as your foundation. The devil knows there's nothing he can do when you know who you are, whose you are, and what you carry. Job chapter 22 and verse 28 says, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, and light shall shine upon thy path. Can I bless you tonight? The word decree means one who has authority to set something in order. Because you are a child of God, because you've got authority through Christ, you literally have the legal authority to set in motion. You need to set in motion. You can set your healing in motion. You can decree your healing. You can decree your provision. You can set the tone of your day. You can wake up and tear down strongholds, break out of bondage. You can stop the devil in his tracks. Whatever he's trying to implement in that new day, you can see it in the spirit and shut it down. You can decree a thing, and it shall be so. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. You ought to decree and declare what you want to take place in your life, and know that it is so, and so it is. Helmet of salvation, the next piece. Helmet of salvation. It is the knowledge that as believers we have been rescued from our own depravity. We've been rescued from ourselves. Salvation being a free gift from God. Our salvation given to us through our faith in Jesus Christ says that our sins are no longer counted against us, and that we will spend eternity with our Heavenly Father. when we put on the whole armor of God, it is also known as the offensive weapon, which is the sword of the Spirit. Gives us the offensive weapon in the whole armor of God, which is the word of God that is our gift from the Father to know him through his word as believers, been given the information regarding God's great love for us and all that we have in living an obedient life in Christ. Think that God just gave his children salvation. No, don't get me wrong. Salvation and God's grace is something that should never be downplayed or taken lightly. But also, family, because these are God's most precious gifts to those who receive Christ Jesus. But however, many don't realize that God has equipped his children for battle. Some Christians don't realize that when they ask Jesus to come into their heart, at that moment, they have been just enlisted into God's army. All the powers of darkness will try to run us down any way they can. Got to put on the whole armor of God. I want to get this out, and then we're going to open up announcements. Share this last one with you very quickly. The Lord gave me a seventh piece to the armor. It's a solemn request for help. Expression of thanks to God. It's a form of worship. So as a reminder, family, there's power in your prayers. Prayer life, no matter how many times Satan may try to threaten you, bully you, or attempt to intimidate you, he cannot touch your relationship with God. Prayer will destroy the power of Satan. At the same time, prayer will encourage your heart. Prayer will increase your joy and your faith. Prayer, having a prayer life, empowers you. Prayer keeps your feet in a firm position concerning what you are believing in God for. Prayer is a private weapon that destroys your opposition openly. Nothing can stop a believer that believes. There's power in your prayers. When you feel like there's nothing you can do, even when you feel like you can't, you got to remember that God can. You got power. Keep your faith in motion, because when your faith is in motion, God's word is working. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man having to repent. If God said it, it is so. And in the book of Numbers 23 and 19, the word of the Lord, in the end part of that verse, the word of the Lord says in verse 20, he says, I've commanded the blessing and it cannot be reversed. Can I encourage you tonight? Can I bless you tonight? God says that you are the head and not the tail, and it cannot be reversed. You are above only and not beneath, and it cannot be reversed. You are the lender and not the borrower, and it cannot be reversed. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, guess what? And it cannot be reversed. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Guess what? And it cannot be reversed. You are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ, who loves you without limits, unconditionally, who looks past your faults and supplies your every need. Guess what? And it cannot be reversed. You can do all things through Christ, who strengthens you. Guess what? And it cannot be reversed. You are perfected in Christ, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endure forever. Guess what? And it cannot be reversed. For God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Guess what? Cannot be reversed when you keep your faith in motion. And you're listening tonight. For you to make the greatest decision that you will ever make in your life. There's no other decision that you will make that will be greater than the decision to accept Jesus Christ into your heart. into your life. The most important question that you could ever ask in your life is, what must I do to be saved? And I'm here to let you know how. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved, believing in who he is, what he's done, and what he's able to do. Believing that he is the only true living God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There is no other God. Believing in what he's done. He died for your sins so that you can be forgiven and reconciled back to God, our Father, so that you can have a right relationship with God and live life abundantly, guilt-free. For there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk in after the Spirit and not according to the flesh. And believing in what he's able to do, that he can do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think according to his power that is at work within you. Romans chapter 10, verse 13, one of my favorite verses. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Key word, whosoever. It don't matter what your past is, who you are, where you've been, what you've done, the mistakes you've made. It don't matter. It don't matter your race, how old you are. Call on the name of Jesus. Believe in what he is. Believe in who he is and what he's able to do for you. And you will be saved tonight. If that's you, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, forgive me, for I have sinned and falling short of your glory. I believe Jesus Christ, God. I believe that Jesus Christ my sins. I believe Jesus Christ with all power. I believe that Jesus Christ is so real and alive. Jesus, save me. Accept you, Lord, into my heart. Come into my life. Stay in my life. Holy Spirit, heart. Come into my life. Stay in my life and have your way that I live according to God's word, will, his way. In Jesus' name, amen. Family, if you repeated that prayer after me, guess what? You just got saved. You fully believe without doubting, without hesitating. You just got saved. We welcome you into the family of God, and this is the first day of the best days of the rest of your life. And in spite of the challenges and the tough times with God, you will never be disappointed. If God don't meet your expectation, he'll exceed your expectation. Be encouraged, family. At this time, before I close out, I want to open up for Brother Rob to come on with our announcements, and I'll come back with the closeout with some more encouragement.
All right, all right. Oh, man, great show tonight. I'm really enjoying it. And real quickly, I'm just going to go ahead into the announcements. This is the Product Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's show. No matter where in the world you are, no matter whether you're listening to us online or you're listening to us via phone, we greatly appreciate your support and your listenership and also your sharing with your friends and family members, letting us know that Purpose Kingdom Network is on the air tonight. And we thank you so much for that. Anytime we do a live broadcast, we're broadcasting live on www.blogtalkradio.com. When we do a live show, you can call in at a phone number at 319-527-6091. And anytime you want to talk to our hosts, you just press the number 1 and we'll get you in. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Purpose Kingdom at Facebook, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. You can see our upcoming announcements and some of the events that we are participating in. And we just thank you so much for our for joining and appreciating your support. Okay, and we also have a place where you can send us emails, which is going to be purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. We're also on anywhere where podcasts are broadcast. Just like us at Purpose Kingdom, and that way you'll get a reminder, and that way you won't miss any episodes of Purpose Kingdom Network. Okay, and we do have a radio network, which is PurposeKingdom.com, 4 hours of musical content and musical praise. And there you can just enjoy some musical content of enjoyment. And we thank you so much for listening to us there. All right. And with tomorrow's show will start at 8:30. It's going to be Self-Expressions, and it's going to be hosted by me, Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson. So with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 8:30 p.m. hour for Self-Expression, hosted by me once again, Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson. We thank you so much for your support, your listenership, and everything you do for us and with us at Purpose Kingdom Network. And with that being said, I'm going to hand the show back over to Minister Bernard. Minister Bernard, great show. Mr. Bernard, are you there?
All right. Praise the Lord. So I want to close this out, family, with some last and final encouragement. As you prepare to enjoy your weekend, okay, there's power in your prayers. And the word of the Lord says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So don't let your fear, do not allow fear to rob you of fulfilling your destiny. Submit your gifts to God and allow Jesus Christ to use you. Submit every area of your heart to the Lord. Let him lead you and light your path. I want to bless you tonight. Do not be scared to live. Do not be scared to live. To move forward in the direction God is leading you in, because God is still in the blessing business, right? God has given you gifts. He's given you ideas. He's given you strategies. Your provision is attached to your obedience. God is waiting on you to use what he already put in you so that you can be successful, so that you can be blessed, so that your family will be blessed. Watch this, so that you will be blessed to be a blesser, right? And so your comfort zone is not a safe place. Comfort zones, let me help you tonight. Comfort zones, and you're gonna read this in my book that's getting ready to drop. I got two books that's coming out. One is Things That Contaminate Your Faith, and then also the three Ps, keep pressing, keep praising, and keep praying, right? You're going to read this in these books. I have some notes from that I put in my books. Your comfort zone can become sinking sand. Your comfort zone can become sinking sand when you allow fear to come in and tell you that you can't go any further. Fear will literally cripple and paralyze a person. But that's a lie. Meaning, don't allow the enemy to lie to you as if you can't move forward. God equips us for where he's leading us. Fear will literally stunt your growth and hold you back. Fear will literally take away your faith. Fear will strip you of your faith. Fear will strip you of the word of God. This is what the enemy wants. He wants you to not have the word of God, because he knows if you got God's word, it's a wrap for him. And so fear can make a person feel as if they are paralyzed. It can cause a person to be stagnant. But I'm here tonight to call the enemy a liar, that you will succeed. You can move forward. You will make it. God equips us for where he's leading us and how he wants to use us. And so I'm here tonight to let you know that you can be great. You can shine bright. You can be fearless. Because with God, you will always win. You got to keep your faith in motion. For your faith to be in motion, it is to be effective, active, and in use. To keep something in motion means to be consistent. It means to be a good steward over it. The process of something being in motion, here it is, it means that it's happening.
something to be in motion means that it is literally happening. It's like riding a bike. As you continue to pedal, the wheel will continue to spin. As long as you don't stop pedaling, the wheel will never stop spinning. Holy Spirit, for something to be in motion means that it is continually happening. What am I saying tonight? When your faith is in motion, God's word is working. When your faith is in motion, so is everything that God promised. When your faith is in motion, so is your healing, Elder Juanita. Hey, when your faith is in motion, so is the new job. When your faith is in motion, so is the vision. I speak to pastors tonight to not be to leaders tonight, to not be discouraged. When your faith is in motion, so is the vision. When your faith is in motion, so is the provision. Prayers for God to renew our strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for this serious, important warning that you've given us in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, to not allow ourselves to be distracted from your truth, to not allow ourselves to be enticed by worldly pleasures, to not allow ourselves to be deceived by wicked spirits. Give your children, God, the spiritual discernment and the determination to stand firm in their faith in you and in your word. Continually give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. It's in Jesus' name we pray tonight. The name that is above all names. The name, the only name that has all power. Hallelujah. Keep your faith in motion. Because when your faith is in motion, God's word is working. I'm looking forward to July 29th. That's the fifth Friday of this month. We're going to be getting into part 4 of this new series titled, Keep Your Faith in Motion. I pray that tonight was a blessing to you, that you are encouraged and inspired to stay focused. And always, family, y'all already know, by faith be good, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Enjoy this evening. Enjoy your weekend. Rest and relax because God, he's in control. He's with you. He has you covered. He always will be, and he's working out everything for your good. No matter what comes your way, he'll work it out for your good every time. Press forward by faith and keep your faith in motion. I love you, family. God bless you. I'm out.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.